You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
St. James Theatre, once one of the largest theatres in the country, has laid abandoned ever since shutting its doors over a decade ago. Opened in 1928, the Art Deco complex hosted international artists, film screenings and theatre productions up until its closure after a fire in 2007. Since then, the building has descended further and further into disrepair, suffering water damage, mould, vandalism and repeated break-ins. Auckland Central MP Chloe Schwalbrick has long championed the restoration project and recently came out saying it's, quote, do or die for the theatre. I spoke to Schwalbrick about the current state of the theatre and its potential to revitalise Auckland nightlife with the proper investment.
So, yeah, one of the things which I campaigned on as a candidate for Auckland Central, it's important to demarcate that from the green policies in general, but was for the restoration of the St. James Theatre. I guess in a nutshell, I mean, when we're talking about the location of the St. James, we're talking about it being in the middle of what is supposed to be Tamaki Makaurau's arts precinct. It's between the art gallery, the library, the civic theatre and the town hall. It has a scale which kind of puts it on par with the town hall as well, but at a far lower cost of entry for artists and musicians who would be seeking to use the space. So it's around 2,400 in concert configuration and around 1,500 people seated. It's obviously also a heritage building, first opened in 1928 and Category A heritage listed. But I think we all also know, those of us who've been around the city for a while, that we all have a connection to it. There's been a plethora of local and international acts who've played, and it's nearly 100 years there. So its revival would mean a huge amount for the city centre, especially as we're looking at improvements to Queen Street and the eventual opening of the City Rail Link.
What state is the building in currently, and what would need to be done in order for it to reopen?
The building's in the worst state that I have ever seen it, and a major reason for that is a few months ago now we had one of many and a line of break-ins, but this one was far more professional, to use the first word off the top of my head, in that it was kind of a bit of an Ocean's 11 job. We had people who were going in every day and stripping away the flashings and the guttering, which meant that the building is now exposed to water ingress in a way that it never has been. As a result, we're starting to see that the front of the theatre stage is starting to fall down, as well as parts of the ceiling. And while, of course, as many people raise, you know, we could waterproof it, and sure, we do need to waterproof it as a matter of urgency, it's the case that until the St. James is brought back up to scratch, we are going to continue to see that level of water ingress and those break-ins, which continue to put it at massive risk, which is why I think that we're no longer having a conversation about mothballing and kicking the can down the road, but it's do or die.
Auckland Council has already pledged $50 million towards the project. How much more investment would be required?
So we've currently got an updated business case underway, but it's important to contextualise all of this by understanding that the St. James was actually greenlit back in 2020 by the Infrastructure Reference Group as a shovel-ready project. So people may recall this as one of the COVID-19 projects that the government got off the ground to look at investing in infrastructure around the country. So it's been through a lot of checks by government departments already. And the estimation 2 years ago, noting, of course, that we're operating in a highly inflationary environment, was around $67 million. Around half of that is being contributed by the adjoining plan department development. And as you say, back when Marilyn Brown was in charge of council, there was a promise of $15 million from council, which is still committed to this day. However, to release that funding, we have to have the project and its development and improvements underway, which is why we're asking government to at the very least commit to that same $15 million, which council did several years ago now.
What would you say to people who believe that Auckland already has enough venues like this and that this would be a waste of taxpayer money?
I'd say first and foremost to have a chat to those who are in the scene. You know, I've had some really good engagements with the likes of Save Our Venues, for example, who are really interested in the ecosystem which is necessary to support arts, culture and talent thriving and flourishing in this city, people building bigger and bigger audiences and us actually having an environment that is supportive of and encouraging of all the more talent coming onto the scene. So, you know, Auckland is supposed to be a UNESCO city of music, but whenever you raise that with people who operate inside of the music sector, they will make the point that we don't currently have that environment that is supportive. And the St. James is filling a gap in terms of a venue that is far more ready in terms of plug and play, unlike the town hall, for example, whilst also having that scale. So it would fill the gap where if you're going from along Kangahape Road with the likes of the Studio, Neck of the Woods, Galatos and other venues which can host a few hundred people at a time, this is the next step up for those who then can't quite get to that commercial radio play that's necessary to fill around 12,000 seats in the Spark Arena.
That was MP Chloe Swarbrick on the St James Theatre restoration.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95bfm.com/bcasts.